A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Inner Community Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2018 issue on the Me Too movement. I'm Angry Too, by Megan Malloy Jackson. Megan Malloy Jackson is a PhD student in Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies at The Ohio State University. Her work considers possibilities of representation for women and queer folks in popular media, particularly through the lens of transformative fan production. Originally from Montana, she now lives in Columbus, Ohio, with an ever-growing collection of secondhand books and a supercilious beagle named Penelope. As a woman who has been grinded against on trains, masturbated to in parks, catcalled while leaving the grocery store and walking the dog and taking out the trash, my response to Me Too has been one of pained recognition and unsurprise. Of course, Me Too, of course. My reaction has been one of fierce satisfaction, watching men who have abused their power, who have caused so much pain, finally get even a fraction of the justice their victims are owed. I have been furious and frustrated, knowing that for years, decades, centuries, men like Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and Donald Trump have been protected by the systems of patriarchy that are designed to silence dissent, to sow disbelief and skepticism on behalf of the powerful, to keep marginalized voices and people always inexorably silent and on the margins. I have been afraid, knowing that bisexual women like myself experience sexual violence at a rate twice as high as straight women and lesbians. I have been ashamed, seeing ever more clearly that I benefit from a system of white supremacy that protects me from violences that are visited upon women of color, both trans and cis, with a regularity that makes even the collective outcry of Me Too seem woefully inadequate. I have been resentful of the fact that once again it falls to women and our allies to take up the thankless emotional labor of trying to build a world that doesn't operate on misogyny, only to be met with disbelief and dismissal from those whom these oppressive systems benefit. I have been angry. I am angry. I don't plan to stop being angry anytime soon. But I have seen enough in the past year to make me just the tiniest bit hopeful, too. I have marched with folks of every gender, orientation, and race against the increasing threat of extremism. I have borne witness to people who have so long been silent out of fear raise their voices and tell their stories, certain for the first time that someone is listening. I have witnessed the ruination of predators, but I have also seen them protected with ever-increasing furor by those whose supremacy is threatened by a refusal to be quiet any longer. My feelings in response to Me Too and its ongoing aftermath are too complicated to easily parse, but I become more convinced every day that if there is ever to be a real lasting swing towards justice in the long arc of history, then our fight is just beginning. Our cry must only get louder. Me Too.